Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone and welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about skincare, makeup, the beauty industry and being influencers within that industry. My name's James Welsh.
And I'm Robert Welsh. Hi.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you?
Yes, I'm all right.
Yes, I look at Robert, face filled with spot treatment. And fake tan.
Yes, unfortunately I've had a really rough time.
Why does my head look like that?
That's the shape of your head, that's how it looks normally.
That's just how it is. Robert, tell us what the hell is going on right
guys,
now.
Guys, I had COVID. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. I sat there for a week. Yes, I was sick, but the worst part was sitting there for a week doing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be bothered to do anything. Also, I even tried to clean the kitchen. I was like, no, someone shouldn't sweat this much while they're cleaning the kitchen.
Right, exactly right.
The worst illness I've ever had, and I have IBS.
Which is a lifelong illness.
So it hasn't been too great. My skin's just ruined itself. You know what though happened? I don't think I washed my hair for 3 days, and it went really curly and really nice.
Was it clean?
No, oh no, I didn't wash it for 3 days.
No, but I mean, like, did it have product in, and then you didn't
wash
it? Oh
no,
did you have clean hair?
No, I had clean hair because when I first
lovely,
I first felt myself starting to get sick, and I was like, you know what, no. So I set myself up ready to be ill. You know how it is.
Yeah, no,
and I
good.
Feel like absolutely fine, but my voice is like exceptionally nasally. And like I drove to yours earlier to pick up this spot treatment and some sunscreen. And my mind was just a bit foggy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had COVID because I've never been sick like that before.
Yeah.
And for like I physically couldn't put my mind to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I couldn't film. And then literally for 2 weeks after,
yeah,
like I was still like faking my way through working.
Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's like if you haven't been vaccinated having COVID, or what those people before there was a vaccination were feeling in the hospitals, because it was horrific. It was awful. And I quite enjoy being unwell. I love a good cold. But when it comes to COVID, I was like, well, fuck this.
Never again.
I'm not going to any... But you know what, though? I got it because I went to the best event I think I've ever been to in my life. I went to see The Lion King in London with Umma Beauty. They're launching a Lion King collection. So we got to go and see The Lion King, the stage Lion King, and then got to go backstage and look at everything. It was incredible. And we met the actors who played Rafiki and Nala, and it was just the best time. I won an award. I did. I won a Blogosphere Award for Beauty Creator of the Year, which means that I'm Beauty Creator of the Year for Blogosphere Awards.
Do you get anything?
Yeah, an award. And a £5 voucher.
For W.H. Smith.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's good. Well done, honey. But you have faked. I've got to be honest, I hate that you fake tanned.
Well, you know what my deal was? I found this incredible fake tan at Space NK sent to me, but it's Amanda Harrington, and it's a really good fake tan. It has this really nice bronze undertone to it. And then I was like, you know what? Last time I felt like I put it on and I showered it off like later on. Let it do its thing. And it just didn't show up very well. I don't think I allowed it enough time. So I did like an extra layer. And actually everywhere else is fine apart from my hands. I really ruined my hands.
I just don't understand why you've done it when I
know that's why I was before
going to Florida.
So I'm going to Florida.
You tan within like an hour.
Oh my God, but I just
sit and you'll go brown.
Four of my pale, pale legs. And because I don't know what happened, but when I went on holiday earlier this year, my arms got really tanned. The top half of me got really tanned. It's probably because I was in the swimming pool a lot. My legs, pale, white. Looks like someone else's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? How about your tan?
It's fine. I don't have one and I will never fake tan.
Oh,
I went to Korea, didn't I?
Oh, you did? How was that for you?
Yeah, well, you know what? It was mainly work, so I didn't get to explore too much. But the one day I did have to explore was nice. But it's always weird going to a country to work and not like taking part in the culture. But I enjoyed it very much.
Nice.
Is it Ramit? Is there anything you've been labbing?
Yes, there absolutely is. Let me tell you all about it. Okay, so this is actually a whole collection I want to talk about. And this is from Lethal Cosmetics. And it's in collaboration with Teresa Is Dead, who's done a collection before with them. And this palette, the palette's called the Teresa Is Lethal. And it's this palette that has like really nice little details. Like it's got like little alien spacecrafts. And I was about to say call this a cabbage, but it's called a cactus. And the palette itself is really nice, the colours inside, and it's colours like, TV dinner, Area 52, plutonium, and stuff like this, and the whole collection, Lethal Cosmetics have a really nice eyeshadow formula anyway, but one reason I really, really like this collection, there's some highlighters, there's some blush, eyeliners, is because the whole collection has, like, From looking at the palette and then looking at the names and watching her, like, reveal video, I really got an idea, like, a story from the whole collection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. I looked at it and I was like, no, I get this.
I get
100%
it.
Get the vibe.
I posted on Twitter. It's like you live in some desert somewhere and it's a really weird feeling. You know something weird is going on with the government to do with aliens, but no one talks about it and that's just how life is. And it's sometime in the 50s. You know, and it's that kind of like you get an instant idea of the whole collection. I just love a heavy theme. And for a collection to put an idea into your head, I think is something that a collection hasn't achieved with me in a really, really long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love a backstory.
I kind of got like... Night Vale vibes,
yeah,
like not
100%.
The same kind of thing, but it gave me that same kind of feeling of like I know where this is, I know the people that live in this town,
exactly.
I know like what's going on, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was such a well put together thing. And this is interesting because we're going to be talking about influencers and skincare celebrity brands today. So we might have to circle back around on this.
Yeah. James, well, let me ask you then, in factually, is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yeah, there is. So I think I keep talking about this brand. This brand is called In Beauty. And I bought all of their lip oils because I'm a fan of lip oils for bedtime. And this is their glaze number 8, and this is mystery glaze. And do you know what flavour it is? It's like a mystery, but it's like mystery airhead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Tastes like blue, you know?
Well, that's white, the mystery one.
No, but it tastes like blue.
Oh.
Don't like how blue would taste.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's really, really nice. But all their lip oils are... comfortable, hydrating, moisturizing, without being a lip oil oil. I think lip oils have come a long way anyway.
I don't like lip oils. I'm so anymore. Over lip oils. I'm just, From a makeup perspective, from a skincare, fine. But, like, brands keep releasing, like, we have 5 different colours and it's like they're all the fucking same.
They're all the same.
They don't look any different when they go on. Mm-hmm. Release your one, do it. just deal with. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think to go to bed with and just protect your lips from drying out overnight, I love them.
Yeah.
The fact that you can just get different flavours is like an added bonus for me. Yeah. I mean, our flavours, like that's all I care about is the flavour. I don't think ingredient-wise I do anything else, but no, I love them.
Yeah, nice. All right.
Yeah, so listen, we've got a bit of a mind-numbing conversation coming up. So listen, take a break, everyone.
Yes.
And we'll be back after this commercial break.
Yes. I need to wee really bad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So listen, we have to talk about influencer and celebrity skincare lines. And I know people have this conversation over and over because they are prevalent right now. They are everywhere, all the time. And I feel like a lot of celebrities had the same idea like 2-3 years ago. And they just happen to have, like, all launched around the same time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, a lot of them have taken a year to create or whatever. And, of course, I feel like there's a lot of them... First of all, okay, so people don't like celebrities and influencers launching skincare brands. I think more so celebrities. But for you, do you feel there's a difference between an influencer launching a brand and a celebrity?
You know what I do? Because an influencer is known for a certain thing, whether it's for their makeup or their skincare or their fashion sense or their home decor, or maybe they've released a range with like, you know, a home decor place. Or I don't know, other influencers that fix cars, maybe they do like car interiors or something. I don't know. I think if you're an influencer, more than likely, you have a niche, whether that be a family or you're just vlogging and things like, I don't know, like different things make sense, if that makes sense. Whereas with a celebrity, it's like celebrity fragrance again, you know, like people, celebrities are known for, well, the people that we have seen release these things are actors and singers. So it's like, you really don't really have much tie in with the beauty industry so much, other than maybe you're a spokesperson, you get your makeup done on the daily, or you get facials, you know? So some I do get, and some I don't. And some I love, and some I just don't understand. But I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. Yeah. It doesn't faze me.
I feel like the difference for me, because I agree, I think there is a difference, and I tend to not mind influencer launches at all. For me, celebrity launches are always about the celebrity and how they got their skin. And, you know, they very rarely admit to having dermatologists and facials and all that kind of stuff, when they obviously do. They obviously do all the time. And it's more about, you know, I've worked to, you know, I don't know. Like, my favorite thing is grapes, like Brad Pitt or olive oil, Jeff Lopez. Whereas influencer launches are about, like, this is what I feel after years of creating and reviewing products and reading comments and getting feedback. This is what I feel is, like, missing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like almost it's a natural progression with influencers because you kind of expect something from them. Where celebrities, it's like, why have you done that?
See, some celebrities I understand. Alicia Keys, I understood. Like, it made sense when I heard about it. Rare Beauty is a brand. When it first came out, I was like, oh, I don't quite get that. But then they've done something different with a brand. It's not a brand that releases any old shit because it's on trend. It's good products. And there's there's like a meaning behind the brand. Fenty Beauty came out with incredible products that filled a gap in the market, which now to me isn't just Rihanna's brand. It is a well-established makeup brand, you know? So I feel like there's brands that do those certain things. And then along come brands like, I don't know, Ellen with her collaborator, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Kind
Science. And Brad Pitt does it. That makes zero sense to me. At all. Pharrell Williams having a skincare line, of course, because he looks about 20 years old for his whole life. And it's like he's always been, I can say he's always been known, but maybe it was just us, always been known for his incredible skin. So it's that to me makes sense. So I don't hate it, but it has to make sense. And I don't, again, I don't mind a brand in collaboration with someone. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like, My thing is, right, is there's always going to be brands launching.
Yeah.
It's just some of these brands have a celebrity face whacked on
them. Yeah, yeah.
And like you say, you get some really good products. Like Human Race by Pharrell is really, really good. Keys Soul Care by Alicia Keys, really, really good. Yeah. What's the name? Oh, I forgot. Blonde one who played that woman in that Marvel thing. Scarlett Johansson?
She has a makeup range?
She has a skincare line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Called like one, no, what's it called? I don't know, something, which is actually really nice. It's a nice brand. Mm-hmm. So this conversation is kind of about because Brad Pitt recently has launched his own skincare line. Like we both kind of said here, who was asking for that? And he basically said, hang on, let me go to his Instagram.
Was it like, my grandmother has skin.
It's something to do with how much he loves grapes. I don't know.
And listen, Brad Pitt isn't like, he's known for being like, people find him attractive, but he isn't known for being having incredible, like, you don't look at Brad Pitt and think, oh my god, incredible skin, you know, or oh, he takes care of himself. He's actually aging as people, as humans age. Do you know what I mean? Like, there isn't anything I would look at his skin and be like, wow, you know?
Yeah,
what are you doing that I'm not, you know?
Okay, so Brad Pitt himself has said, who is 58, has said that the whole kind of thing behind this brand is, it's basically an anti-aging brand. He hates the term and feels that it's ridiculous, and that he says he doesn't want to be running from aging. It's a concept we can't escape, right? Nothing new. And this skincare line, he said, is a genderless skincare line. Le Domaine? I have a few things like with that thing. So all skincare is genderless. There are so many genderless skincare lines. I don't think that's really a selling point.
That's
nowadays.
Another thing. He is a bit older and in comparison to the kind of people who are making and releasing brands now, where we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing just for men, just for women. So there's no need to come out and be like, in terms of skincare, sorry. So there's no need to come out and be like, genderless, like, it's genderless. We know actually the market that maybe is going to buy your products don't need that information, you know.
He also says that before we go on to that, the packaging, have you seen the packaging? It's for me extremely, it's a modern art version of For Men packaging. It's got a wooden lid. It's got black. It's for me, it's extremely stereotypical.
From what I've seen, the refill version of it is just you keep the lid and then you get given the base again.
It's not a refill, you just keep the lid.
You just like Kim Kardashian's this paper thin sleeve, keep that and then we give you a whole other product. It's ridiculous.
So on that note, so here the tops are made from recycled wine casks. So that's because he basically owns Chateau Miraval, a French winery known for its rosé. They've kind of joined forces to make this new skincare line. Grapes, essentially, is apparently quite good for your skin. I don't know the real claims and science behind it.
There's an ingredient called resveratrol, I believe, which is in grapes. or right, something okay. like that, which I only remember that from one product ages ago, and it had red right. grape skin resveratrol or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah. So that's like people like used to call it red wine skincare because yeah. it had like grapes in that would make yeah. wine. They also say the line is 96% natural, vegan, and sustainable per the brand's website.
96% vegan or 100% vegan?
96% natural.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 96% vegan. What's if the rest of it isn't vegan? So then it's not vegan.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, can you imagine? Also on the website, he's come in under, like, not come under fire, but people have a bit of a laugh yeah. because on his website, instead of saying no preservatives, the website says there's no conservatives yeah. in his skincare, yeah. Which is really quite funny. Really so listen, funny. People were obviously annoyed about this, right? Because people are. So there's a website called Not Another Celebrity Brand. And this is signed by five people from a crew of brilliant beauty tech female founders, in their own words, who have signed this open letter to Brad Pitt. I'm going to read it to you. They've said, "Dear Brad, let us preface this letter by saying we love you. Collectively, we've watched your body of work hundreds of times and will happily watch them 100 times more. We seriously think you rock at your profession. Our profession is beauty. We are a collective of beauty founders who have decades of experience in this industry and who quit their jobs to create better ways forward, better products, better solutions, better platforms, and ultimately a better industry. We tirelessly work our asses off day in and day out. We haul loads of customer shipments to the post office. We dedicate countless hours of deep research. We learn code. We build websites and apps. We try everything in our power to get in front of editors, journalists, and influencers to gain awareness that our hard work, killer products, and companies deserve. Every day, we give new meaning to making lemonade from lemons. Over the past years, it seems that every celebrity feels like they can waltz into the industry that we have worked in our whole careers and gain the awareness overnight that we are so fighting for. You, dear celebrities, have no experience in this industry, and no, showing up to a photo shoot does not count as an experience. You never interned in this industry or stayed as a low-level employee. You will never have to haul your day's orders to the post office or learn to code your own site. You will never not sleep because you don't know how you're going to pay your staff or for your inventory. But you will get recognition because you are a celebrity. We can't waltz into your industry and star in a movie. If we could, we would. So you would know how this feels. We find ourselves increasingly disillusioned by most new celebrity beauty brands, and it appears that we are not alone in this. The internet is speaking up too, and they are tired. This is where you come in, Brad. As a purveyor of yet another new celebrity beauty brand, we'd like to make a gentle suggestion. Please stop. We love you too much and would prefer to continue enjoying your movies without thinking of you as yet another buzzy but ineffectual celebrity beauty brand. If this industry is an industry that you truly want to be part of, then invest in or partner with us. Think of it as becoming our executive producer. Invest in early stage founders who are already in the arena, building innovative solutions to make the industry more inclusive, sustainable, and climate friendly. We have a great portfolio of companies that have signed below. Our valuations and pitch decks are available on request. Oh, and Brad, please pass this message on to your pals. Signed, a crew of brilliant beauty tech female founders. We have Winnie from Cara, Molly from Hire, Megan and Kenya, I believe that is, from Lyon, Jasmine from Ohana, and Sam from Elf. That's E-L-T-H, not Elf. And amongst them, they've got some really interesting brands like actual skincare specialists on hand for one-on-one consultations, hair consultations, a few other things, a makeup brand, all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So my honest opinion about this letter, right?
Go on.
I get it. And I do think celebrities probably have, if they really want to be invested and have a genuine interest in the beauty space and skincare or makeup or hair, then investing in these like startups, I think, might be a better route to go down. I think it's more interesting. And there is something to someone literally slapping their face on the celebrity skincare line and saying they've been involved. But unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to know the difference between someone who's done that and someone who has genuinely been involved in the process.
Yeah.
I find this letter a bit shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I do.
Do you know what I think? And I feel for a few reasons. I agree. Everyone's over celebrity skincare brands.
Yeah.
I agree with the fact that people should invest in these amazing startups, because these their companies are way more interesting than this wooden grape shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's way more interesting. My issue is celebrities are always going to endorse products. They're always going to be the face of products. There are going to be bigger companies, bigger conglomerates that are always going to launch products and different sub brands that are probably more of a competition for them than celebrity skincare brands.
I was going to say, celebrity skincare brands aren't the most, we see them a lot and I think we expect them to do incredibly well because it is a celebrity brand. Mm. Whereas people, especially with skincare, are very much, what's the word? They'll go for brands that, you know, work and stuff like that. Mm. And I don't think people realize maybe celebrity brands aren't going to do as well as they think. And in terms of, like you said, they're not so much your competition.
Yeah, when you look at some of the biggest skincare brands around nowadays, they aren't celebrity skincare lines. Mm. They're not, because people don't care. People actually don't care.
They're affordable drugstore brands.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're true. And I hate to say this, but even the brands that they're coming up with, you know, the ones listed in here, a lot of them aren't affordable. A lot of those higher end kind of things, a lot of them are companies that, honestly, even the more successful ones nowadays aren't that popular. That's not to say they should give up.
Yeah.
But to kind of be like, you know, help us, invest in us.
Yeah.
You can't start a company and then be like, you know, we should be the ones succeeding.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's very true. Yeah.
But overall, I agree with their message. I really do. And some of the brands are so interesting.
I do agree with them. And a few things came to mind, actually, while you were reading that out, maybe from a personal level, right? If I was to come out with my own makeup collection as an influencer, would that outrage people versus me coming out with a makeup range as a makeup artist who has been in the makeup industry for 14 years? Like, how would people see that? Do you know what I mean? So I think, yes, actors are very much like, you know, it's difficult to decide, like, who's right to come out with these products. Like,
that's the thing. Like, although it's annoying, we can't say who is allowed to and who isn't.
No, exactly. Because, I mean, even before the influencer industry was around, when I first started makeup, I always thought, oh my God, how amazing would it be to have my own brand? Like, how do you even do that? And I think being an influencer is a closer step to that and that becoming a reality. And I feel like when you're acting, whatever, a singer, whatever, like that, these opportunities are going to come to you in what you said, in terms of like a sponsorship, for example. Be the face of this, but why be the face of something and endorse? Celebrities always endorse perfume, high-end makeup brands, things like that, hair color. Why just be the face of it when you can own it and get all the money from it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think
I still don't get most launches, but that's how I'm thinking it from a business standpoint of view.
Yeah. What I will say, we have to remember that there is still a huge team of marketers. There's a huge team of, you know, it's not just the celebrity clicking their fingers and everything's done. There are other people involved in these companies who, you know, they're probably going to do better because they got celebrity face, but there are still people who are working hard behind this brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who are, you know, lower down the wage, lower down on the pay. So, you know, to kind of suggest as well that there's no hard grafting behind this brand, it's kind of irritating as well. I think, you know, there are going to be people like, you know, the like team working on their social media is working around the clock, and they're probably going to be like low paid interns or people who are just out of university who work for like a marketing company.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, you know, just sailing by because they got a celebrity face.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if anything, the people who signed this letter, their type of brands are the type of brands to be taken more seriously than a skincare brand. I think they've picked the wrong battle, I guess you can say, whilst making some really good points in general though as well. But that's like we say, like, if it's not a celebrity launching it, L'Oreal are going to launch something.
And then Brad Pitt's going to be the face of it, you know?
Brad Pitt will be the face of it. You know what? Someone will be spinning around in an advertising.
Yeah, one thing you mentioned in that letter, and it's very rare, but they mentioned like, oh, we can't just waltz into your thing. And it reminded me, we were going to speak about this ages ago, how Jennifer Aniston was kind of saying how influencers and TikTokers have just kind of waltzed into the acting kind of genre and taken over. And it kind of, my mind is like, oh my God, but maybe we can. just do that, you know? Maybe not as much as a celebrity. If they want to do a skincare range, you bet their whole team is going to get them to that point, you know? But it's this kind of like open world at the moment where, I don't know, where people aren't going to be nice and be like, oh, these people have been working really hard. Let's give them a go. They're going to go for the people that have established names who kind of deal with local, because it's their name they're betting on as well, you know?
Yeah. And if this was a world, if this was the kind of industry where, yes, celebrity skincare brands and makeup brands and hair brands were the best-selling products and everyone loved them and everyone couldn't wait for the next celebrity launch... Yeah. Then I wouldn't have, I definitely would be on their side. But here they're essentially being like, why aren't we doing well?
They look at their websites.
They're well established brands. They look like they've got incredible products. And, you know, just because that's what life is with hard graft, they will probably get to a huge, you know, point someday where they are really popular. But to literally create a company and then be like, it's not fair that the world's against us. That's and I hate to say this, but that is how life works.
I know.
You
know,
if I was to become an influencer, right?
Yeah.
No one asked us to become an influencer. No one asked them to launch a brand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And whilst yes, their brands are so interesting and so amazing, you can't just expect people to care and success from
that's it.
Because you feel you have an amazing idea.
You know what?
It's like for me to sit here and be like, why am I not on 5 million subscribers?
Yeah.
You know, instead of starting a YouTube channel, why didn't you help me get to a bigger position on YouTube.
Why are you releasing a new video? I find it... Instead of, why is this person changing from platform to platform? Why didn't you help me set up my platform? And you know what? Their letter is great in an ideal world, but in reality, it doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make... It's like, has Brad Pitt even seen it? Probably won't. You know, it's...
Probably not. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
he's too busy eating grapes and then putting them on his face.
Eating grapes, being like unisex, you know? It's just a bit like you said, it's a bit... I don't know. Like, why not me?
It should have been me.
Yeah, it could have been worded better, I believe.
There are some amazing brands that people have signed. They're honestly some like incredible brands. There's like, I believe it's pronounced Cara, C-A-R-R-A. They say they're creating a joy-filled future for textured hair. We believe that all it takes is the right tools and knowledge. So they have these experts to guide people through, you know, picking the right product for their hair.
But then you look at stuff like that, it's like, what's Brad Pitt got to do with that? If Brad Pitt launched, you know, a hair range, especially for textured hair, you'd be like, what's... But he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like, what's he got to do with it?
No, and that, you know, that some of the brands on here are a little bit dodgy and nothing new. Do you mean like some of their skincare products are like nothing new? There's a good mix of brands. Some are good. Some are a little bit like, you know, I mean, that's, you know, not as great. But there are some like really, really interesting brands.
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah, I get the idea of the letter, but it's kind of cringe at the same time.
That letter could have been a good video. Maybe it needed some expression behind it. Maybe it needed some a little bit more in-depth explaining, because they're on the right track. I feel that it makes sense in my mind that, yes, all these brands are coming out, and it is kind of strange to just watch people swoop in and be like, oh... I'm new here, but you know, it's more they can guarantee some sales against people having to try and effort, you know, it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then at the same time, it's like you said, nobody asked you to make a brand to the celebrities and to anyone.
Yeah, I feel like the celebrity beauty brands aren't here to stay anywhere.
No.
Whereas these kind of brands that have to struggle a little bit, or, you know, they build up their success slowly, stick around. You know, they're here for good. Mm-hmm. So let's just end on the statement that I do agree with, shall we? And I feel we both agree with.
Yeah.
They say, invest in early stage founders who are already in the arena, building innovative solutions to make the industry more inclusive, sustainable, and climate friendly. I agree. 100%. I feel like if celebrities really want to make a profit and do something good, it might be best to keep their faces out of it and off it.
Yeah,
because I feel 100%. Like there's already stigma with celebrity skincare brands where people don't take them seriously and they don't care for the products.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, let us know what you think over on our Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast. You can follow me, James_S_Welsh, for more skincare content.
You can follow me, Robert WLSH, on Instagram for more makeup content, Robert Welsh on YouTube, Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok, and Robert WLSH on Twitch if you like watching
Robert,
people
you can
do
pick
things.
Two, you can pick two social media platforms.
No, it's four.
Otherwise, we'll be here
James
forever.
It's four.
All right. Thanks for All listening. Right. We'll see
Thanks.
You soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.